Stuart Moss, The Book of Forgotten Geniuses. I can understand why the Egyptians wanted to be entombed among the artifacts of their lived lives. Papyrus etched with the procession of signs that would never stop intoning in the silence. A carved granite ball ready to be hurled at enemies in the next world. And mummified cats hushed of all but the memories of their soft murmuring. But not all were rich, nor am I, and desire only to be buried with the $3 I got for shoveling snow when I was 10, thus initiating me into the ancient procession of capitalists. The obscure poems I composed with the youthful ferocity of Mozart, a few amulets of grace I carried back from the deserts, and my favorite tome, The Book of Forgotten Geniuses, which, like the Chronicles, traces our journey from birth to the exile from which we've never really escaped. And I shall gift it to Einstein, who has rested all these years among his own relics, the frayed bow of the violin he played to scratch out the music of his longings, and the deflated tire of the bicycle he pedaled from the beginning to the end, then back again. And with his thumbs still dusty from the chalk he used to sketch his hieroglyphs about time onto boards as black as the endlessness of space, he will turn the tattered pages, slap his forehead in disbelief, and mutter, "How come I never thought of that myself?"